Welcome to the Alpha Woman Podcast, where we interview inspiring alpha women from around the world with the hope that their stories and insights will help you optimize your life physically, mentally, professionally, and financially. I'm Leslie Andrichuk, the CEO of Alpha Woman, and I'm so glad you found your way here. Today, I'm interviewing Christy Skwarup, the VP Operations, Regulatory Affairs, and People at Dina Leo. Dina Leo is an Edmonton, Alberta-based licensed producer that is focused on manufacturing cannabis-infused adult soft chews. Dina Leo's purpose-built manufacturing plant contains specialized production equipment to produce precisely dosed cannabinoid-infused edibles for the Canadian market. Dina Leo's mission is to create the finest infused soft chews that enable consumers to enjoy cannabinoids without the negative effects of inhalation. Respected as a credible voice in decision-making and as a change champion, Christy utilizes her passion for coaching and development to grow leaders and assist others in extending their thinking, inspiring action, and driving results in all areas of the business. Her proven capability of improving capacity, growth, and transformation as a seasoned people and culture professional has made it easy for her to expand her role at Dina Leo to include operations, regulatory affairs, and people. In this role, Christy, along with the senior leadership team, has built a high potential team and led them to become the largest Canadian producer of cannabis soft chews in Canada. Christy is a forward-thinking operations executive with a passion for driving efficiency and accountability while ensuring the well-being and growth of employees. This has enabled her to streamline processes to ensure the on-time delivery of quality product to their customers while applying analytics that drive the business forward. Previously, Christy held people and culture roles in large global companies and small privately held businesses in the manufacturing, construction, utility, and hospitality industries for the past 18 years. Her passion for wellness and drive for change ultimately led her to the cannabis industry, along with a personal story that she tells us in the interview. Her breadth of experience has enabled her to adapt quickly to the fast-paced and ever-changing landscape of the world of cannabis in Canada. Born and raised in beautiful Edmonton, Alberta, Christy and her husband Peter give back to the community through the Benny Brave Kids with Cancer Foundation. We also learn a little more about that in the interview. When they're not busy serving on community program boards or volunteering for their children's activities, they enjoy traveling the world as a family. All right, welcome to the Alpha Woman Show, Christy. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic, and thank you for having me today.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. Now, I'd love to learn more about the Sun Shower Edible Gummies. So who is your core consumer, and what differentiates Sun Shower from other gummies in the market?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, our Sunshower gummies come in either 5 packs, 2 milligrams a piece, or 10 packs, 1 milligram a piece. So they're really great for somebody who has utilized a lot of edibles, but at the same time for that new consumer who really doesn't know what dosage they should have. They really support that starting low and increasing the dosage as needed. So really something for everybody there.
And do you find, is your target consumer more female or male, or are they balanced?
You know what? I think it's a little bit of both. I'll tell you, my husband and I, we utilize the Sunshower gummies because he can utilize a little bit more than I can. So for example, the 10 pack, I might take 2 of those and he might have the other 8 in a night. So it really can be balanced who will use that.
Okay, great. And now I'm in Ontario. So you've just launched Pocket 5 in Ontario about a month ago or so. Now, can you tell us more about that product and the niche that you're targeting with Pocket 5?
Yeah, well, Pocket Fives is a really cool product in that it is it's really an everyday low price and is expected to be an everyday low price product. So it's kind of that standard package size that we've seen a lot in the market today, 2 pieces, 5 milligrams of THC per piece. But there are pectin-based gummies. So where a sunshower or a gelatin-based gummy, this is a pectin-based gummy, offering you kind of what you would expect out of the different gummies that are in the market. They're also vegan friendly and gluten-free, and the blue raspberry flavor that just launched is absolutely fantastic.
Yummy. I must try them. So are they more for the experienced consumer, a little bit higher, bit of high dosage?
Yeah, I would say somebody who's already kind of figured out what their dosage is, or really is looking for, that product that they've been out there, they've tried a few edibles, they know what's going on, and they can just pick this up and pop it and know what they're going to get from it.
Mm-hmm. Very exciting. Okay, now you're also focusing on the wellness market, which is really fantastic. Can you tell us more about DynaThrive CBD soft chews and what kind of consumer should be purchasing that product?
Yeah, for sure. So wellness is something, first of all, something that I'm passionate about, but something that Denalia was really passionate about. You know, it's in our culture, wellness for our employees, and also making sure that we had this wellness line was really important. So this is a line that I get really excited about, and a line that I believe anyone can benefit from. So first of all, couple of flavors out there, pomegranate, apple cider vinegar, both of those flavors, you know, kind of have that kind of wellness connotation to them. Mm-hmm. My favorite being the apple cider. It tastes just like a juicy apple. But beyond that, you know, you hear lots of stories about how CBD can benefit people. And we know that it helps with different health related issues. And obviously, you know, for specific issues, you can reach out to a cannabis doctor or your own physician at that point. But we know that they can really help people. So as a leading gummy manufacturer out there, we wanted to develop a product line that would appeal to any type of user. So this product really looks at cannabis a little bit differently. It, you know, there's people out there who've never really dabbled in cannabis or don't necessarily want to go out and, you know, and smoke a joint. Yeah. They might, you know, they might try this. And I look at kind of that canna curious market. Uh-huh. And folks that might be comfortable with more of an edible format, just starting out, or someone who might enjoy taking CBD throughout the day. They can, you know, have one of these in the morning, have one of these in the afternoon without getting that high effect from them.
That's a really, really good idea, first of all, and good point. And I did notice, though, that you moved away from the word gummies and to the notion of a soft chew, which also, I think, differentiates it.
Yeah. So, and I think, too, if you look at it, even from a pectin or a gelatin, each of those have a different chew to them, where a pectin gummy, which is like our Pocket Fives, you'll bite through it. It's really quick to bite through, whereas the DynaThrive and the Sunshower are gelatin based. So they're a little bit more of a chew to them. You know, and you have a little bit more of an experience. You experience the flavors a little bit differently.
Yeah, I think I understand what you mean between even the texture and the consistency of a chew versus the gummy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. So, you know, it's kind of something for everybody. Everybody has their preference. I'll talk to people who love the pectin, they swear by it. And then I'll talk to people who absolutely love the texture of a gelatin soft chew. So,
Okay. Now, and just for our listeners who may have never tried edibles or, you know, they've thought about it. But as an example, with the Pocket Fives offering the two, you know, high quality vegan, which is vegan friendly gummies with the 5 milligrams, so we hear, you know, start low, go slow. We were talking about before, but what does that actually mean? So, you know, what is the 2% versus the 5% and you know, or, sorry, the milligrams. What does that mean for someone who's never tried it before? If you try a 5 milligram, you know, what's going to happen?
Yeah, well, I guess what I would say is, like with a lot of things, cannabis affects different users very differently. So really what we're talking about when you're saying start low, go slow, if you're a first-time user and you're trying a typical type of or a particular type of cannabis product or brand for the first time, you want to start with a low dosage. So maybe that 1 milligram or that 2 milligrams of cannabis, and then really wait to see what effect that you get from it. And if you get right. that desired effect at 1 milligram or 2 milligrams, maybe then you don't need to jump to that 5 milligram gummy. So for example, before we had the 1 milligram or 2 milligram gummies, when I first started out, I would cut a gummy in half, maybe try and start with a 2.5 milligram gummy. If I didn't get the effect that I wanted from it, a couple hours later, I might try the other half of the gummy and see if I got to it. So it's really about proceeding slowly, making sure that you're in control of the effects that it has on you, and that you have, at the end of the day, it's all about having a really great experience, right? Mm-hmm, so it's mm-hmm. making sure that you're able to get that.
Mm-hmm. So you do wait a couple hours. Say if you have, half a gummy and you don't really feel something an hour in, you should really abstain from saying, oh, I'm going to take that other half.
Yeah, it's there's so many things that go into that, right? It depends. Yeah. Have you had a lot to eat? Because of course, it's something that you're ingesting and is going through your system, right? If you just had a big meal, it might take longer for that gummy to take effect. So yeah, it's recommended that you wait. And somebody who's, for example, it's their first time, for example, you might want to just take one of those 1 milligram gummies, and then wait till next time. Maybe you didn't get enough of effect, or maybe you did, but if you didn't, then try a second gummy the second time through and continue building upon it from there.
That is very solid advice.
And it's something that I swear by. I'll tell you, before I was in the industry, I didn't know a lot about it. So I've really learned through hearing about these kinds of things, but also experimenting myself. And I'll tell you, it's the best way to get the best experience, which is really what we want at the end of the day, right?
Absolutely. And I think it makes it more accessible for a lot more people, because it's not like, back in the pre-legalization where you bought something, but you really had no idea how much of what was in it. So you were taking your chances, where at least now you can say, okay, I'm going to start with 1 milligram. That'll be it for today. Note down how I feel. If it's great, tomorrow I'll continue with 1 milligram, but if not, I'll take another one, and then I'll note down how I feel. And at least the control of the dosage. So certainly I think it's a much more accessible product, and people can trust the outcome a lot more.
Yeah, that's what's great about the market today, right? Like we have to get our gummies tested. We know confidently 100% we can say if there's a milligram in there, there's a milligram in there. So you really know what you're going to get at any point, which increases that consumer confidence as well, right?
Exactly, right. Now, and to that point, you are Canada's highest capacity manufacturer of premium cannabis-infused soft chews and gummies.
Yeah, I it's incredible. We can make up to 50,000 gummies in an hour. Just to put
really?
It in perspective. Yeah. Wow. Different doses, obviously different flavors. But yeah, we have the capacity to do that. So it's really neat to see it in process and how it all happens, but definitely a large capacity to do what we love to do.
And I imagine there must be a lot of complexity to that with Health Canada regulations, all that you need to do to be a facility producing a cannabis infused product.
Yeah. So anybody who goes into producing has to go through a licensing process with Health Canada, which means that we're audited a couple times a year at least. They go through not just our procedures, but they go through and really take a look at the process and what we're doing, making sure that we're doing the testing to make sure that we get the right dosages, making sure that we've got the right food quality, which at the end of the day, you know what, we're happy for, because it means that, that everybody's getting a product that they want.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And also that gives you the opportunity to innovate, which I was really intrigued to read that you have some interesting research in conjunction with Niagara College for a therapeutic CBD-infused gummy supporting muscle recovery for the sports market. So can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, being a gummy that is solely focused on, or being a gummy, pardon me, being a company that's fully so focused on gummies, we're always challenging ourselves to look for and find ways to make the product more appealing, make it, whether it be a different chew or a different texture, testing out new flavor combinations, working with new cannabinoids, or in the case of Niagara College, looking to find a product that'll assist people on their own wellness journey. So when you look at this product in particular, most of us have either gone for an extra long hike or done our yard work or overdone it maybe at the gym. And then you come out, you've got those sore muscles, just like an athlete would be if they're doing a super high intense workout, right? And so this project really studies the benefits of CBD and how it can reduce inflammation in the muscles and allow people's bodies to recover from those intense workouts faster and have less lingering pain throughout the body. So where Niagara College comes in is we're actually working with them. They're going to, as we get this formulation going, actually do some studies and testing with the gummies, with various athletes at different levels to see really what type of muscle recovery they get and help provide more of that consumer information and confidence in the ability of CBD at the end of the day to do some of these things, you know, that we hear about in the market.
Well, and that's often the challenge. Well, it has been a significant challenge in cannabis is that there's so many, you know, decades of anecdotal research, as we call it, but yet there's very little clinical research. So it's fantastic that you're facilitating this clinical research. So are you providing the product?
Yeah, so we're actually providing to them the recipe, the cannabis oil, those kinds of things, and they're going to create it. So Niagara College actually has a facility where they can produce gummies and soft chews. So they will take our formulation and they'll test it and make sure that everything works out for what they're looking for the study. And then we'll send the gummies, we'll reproduce those gummies for them, send it back to them for them to utilize in the trial, just ensuring that they have all the proper, you know, food testing and cannabis testing in place.
Yes, very interesting. Okay. And I also, you know, was really intrigued. Now, you have a long background in human resources and resource management, and you have made a big commitment at Dina Leo to employ people from diverse backgrounds, encouraging them to share their experiences and their perspectives. So how does this, and this is a very current leadership strategy, and I'm really admiring that you're bringing that to the cannabis industry. I really think it's so needed. Now, how does this leadership strategy alter how your company operates? How do you operationalize this?
Yeah, for sure. So we all know, right? Working in cannabis, it's a very fast-paced industry.
Yes.
And because of that, we've got to make decisions really quickly. And you need to have the right perspectives at the table to do that. So when you're talking innovation, when you're talking about making a product decision, having diverse perspectives really throughout the company and at every level really ensures that we're looking at everything from all angles, not first, second, third time, but really the first time that we're tackling an issue or tackling a new product launch, for example. So it's great I think, for the industry, because it gives people from all backgrounds and all walks of life an opportunity to be part of the cannabis industry. But for us in particular, it gives the company kind of that growth mindset where individuals, you know, we grow as a company and individuals get to personally and professionally grow by hearing those different experiences from people. Mm-hmm. And it also sets us up to be more of a learning organization. So being really open to testing new ideas and looking at new things, which is really ultimately where real innovation comes from at the end of the day, right? Mm-hmm. And and that's really what we need in such a new industry is great ideas and great innovation. So it's really at the heart of what we do, and something, honestly, the entire leadership team at Denalio is very passionate about. And I feel very fortunate to be a part of a group of people that has really bought into diversity and thinks of it not just as a second thing to do, but really as something that's ingrained in our culture and a part of who we are.
Mm-hmm. No, that's fantastic. And as the company grows and scales, do you think that it will be a challenge to maintain that as in the core of your DNA as a company?
I really don't. I mean, I look at our senior leadership team. I mean, me being a woman on our senior leadership team and being in people and culture, I have the ability to look at some of those things. I look at our directors and our management teams. And really, it's so, we've got that diversity so much throughout those different levels, right, that I think we've set ourselves up for years to come to continue to have that diversity.
Well, I can't wait to watch. That's exciting. The industry needs it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And you know what? Yeah. Quite frankly, I think every industry needs it as well.
Right, you are. That's right. And it's neat to have, I mean, it's an opportunity in the cannabis industry being such a new industry. If that is the foundation of the industry, I think that we can be a model
really to exemplify that for even industries that have been around for years and years where they're struggling to implement things like this. The advantage that we have is we can do it from ground up because we're so new, right? Yeah. And so it's something that really speaks to, I think, what could be a really great culture throughout the entire industry.
And not to mention, it honors the legacy, the origins of the industry, which really is built upon, you know, the backs of folks who are, you know, of color, women, et cetera, indigenous.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So now, what are you most excited about with regards to both your people and culture role and your operational role?
Well, I love my role in particular for a couple of reasons, because the people and culture side of it, I mean, coming into this company, I got a really great opportunity to develop with the senior leadership team. What are our core values going to be? What are we going to stand on? So things like wellness and passion and collaboration, and then to be able to make sure that we didn't just say those things, but that it's ingrained in all of the decisions that we're making as a company and at all levels, and that all of our employees really believe it by the things that we're doing. So then, you know, you take that and now I've got this incredible opportunity to go into operations, which traditionally I've come back from a background, some manufacturing and construction, various industries like that. You don't see a lot of women in operations.
Right.
And so to be able to do that and really bring that people and culture side to it and make sure that we have these engaged, empowered teams that are looking at things from all angles has really allowed us, I think, to take operations to the next level. So it's really exciting for me, you know, aside from that and that whole people side of it that I love to watch. I get to watch a product go from an idea and an innovation to something that you see out in market and the consumers are buying and hearing feedback on it. So it's really kind of cool to see both sides of it.
Yeah, that is very exciting to see your employees grow as people and see their careers grow. And then also see just, you know, from getting from manufacturing facility out into stores, you know, as being part of your role, that must be really fulfilling.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. And, you know, I love that this industry is new enough that it provides opportunities and not just for myself, but for a lot of people to take on new and different roles and do things like this and experience different things as well.
That's a really great point. And that's a great segue into my next question is that, because, you know, there are a lot of women, I think, who are curious about this industry and who bring a wealth of experience from their other corporate lives or even their entrepreneurial lives, and yet maybe hesitant to make the leap into the cannabis industry. So would you have any advice for those women? You've done that yourself. So what would you say?
Yeah. You know, I guess for me, I say go for it. You know, yes, it's a new industry, but new industry means new opportunity. And looking at it from my perspective, when I walked in, I really didn't know a lot about cannabis. So I really tried to immerse myself in things and learn and was able to learn from people who had a lot of expertise around me and bring a completely different, new and unique perspective to things. So I think if you're anybody and for women in particular, this industry gives you the ability to take on a new challenge. If you love something that's fast paced and always changing, and really take it by the horns and jump on the opportunity and move forward with it. So I'm all for it.
And I a lot of the women that I've spoken with in the past have some sort of personal story about cannabis, because the stigma did sort of prevent a lot of people from jumping in early days into the industry. Is there a personal story for you with cannabis, or was it just the industry that attracted you?
Well, no, it's actually really interesting. So I have, in my family, first of all, none of us were very familiar with it. And my sister was actually diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, which has a ton of side effects and a ton of different things going on with it. But more importantly, there's a lot of inflammation and things like that involved with it. And she was ending up taking CBD as a product to help her with that, and just seeing the benefits that it had for her. Yeah. Utilizing the CBD oil was really eye-opening for me. And I've seen it grow from there, you know, talking with aunts and uncles and my 70-year-old dad who never in his wildest dreams would think that he would use cannabis and now uses it all the time for whatever reason. So it's something that has gone from, oh yeah, this is something that's out there for me, to be a real personal passion, and in particular around the wellness side of it, especially.
Yes. Yes. I've heard this story just rings true every single time. So I'm really happy for your sister, first of all.
Yeah. You know, it's really nice to see that shift and that change, and to have something make such a positive impact on someone's day-to-day life is huge.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So tell us about, so you and your husband, Peter, are really involved with Benny Brave Kids with Cancer Foundation. So tell us about that part of your life.
Yeah. So a little bit of a story there. Our wonderful, fabulous nephew, Benny, passed away a couple of years ago, and he was 5, had a really aggressive cancer, unfortunately.
So sorry.
And you know, you look at kids and they handle things like this like troopers. And so really this foundation was started by his parents, Vanessa and James, to really help others. Benny was a fierce fighter. He had the most gentle spirit and was such a loving kid. And they had the opportunity to have so many people help them out throughout their journey, really for them to spend time in the hospital and give them the opportunity, you know, be with Benny as he kind of battled through this.
Yeah.
And so what this foundation does, and obviously I'm pretty passionate about it, but what this foundation does is it offers people what we call Benny bags to the families that have kids fighting with cancer, and it has things that really helped Vanessa and James through their experience, from a, you know, a stuffed animal to gift cards to go out and grab a meal while you're in the hospital, because these people are spending their days and nights for weeks and months on end there, right? And and it gives them the opportunity to get some of these things and really help them out. There's games to play, all of that kind of stuff. And really to raise money for these things, we get to do things like silent auctions, product fundraisers, where the proceeds go to the foundation. And we'll, we just organized a do-it-yourself event, for example, where people can purchase signs and make Christmas signs for their home, and all the proceeds go to these wonderful bags. And at Christmas time, actually gift cards for meals for families that are going through these things. So,
and how can people, so if I'm here in Toronto, can I contribute? How can people do that are listening?
Yeah, absolutely. So there is a website. It's www.bennybravefoundation.ca, and you can search it up on the internet, and there's a donation button on there, and you can go ahead and donate to that, and the funds go to a really great cause.
Excellent. And we'll also link to it in show notes as well.
Excellent. Thank you so much. It's fantastic.
Oh, no. And, you know, congratulations for doing that work. I know, you know, even if you can just impact one person's life or one family's life, it's worth it, isn't it?
It truly is. You know, there's so much out there, and there's so many things that we can pour our hearts out to for different causes. And, you know, for me, obviously this is something near and dear to my heart because of the personal situation to it, but there's a feel good that comes from it. But I don't think that people really realize the impact that it has on the person who's receiving these things. Yeah. So I just tell people, you know, when you go out and you give to whatever it is, you're, it really delivers tenfold for what you can possibly imagine.
Yeah. Fantastic. And another wonderful segue. So what does being an alpha woman mean to you?
Oh, great question. So for me, I look at that and I think it's about paving the way for a new generation, you know, of women coming into the workforce, opening doors for them, about, you know, not being afraid, challenge the status quo, do things differently, you know, even if there's some criticism for it, take that chance, lead by example, and really show people, you know, for example, something that as a woman I forget and tend to forget and have to remind myself about is balance between work and life. I've got two beautiful, wonderful boys who keep me busy all the time.
I bet.
And really being that person who reminds people to take a step back and balance that. And you know what? You're going to make mistakes along the way. But I really think an alpha female is somebody who has the confidence to go after your goals and regardless of whatever the obstacle might be, you know, and just you're going to make a mistake. Let it make you stronger.
Yeah. Oh, that's gorgeous. I love it. I love it. Now, final question. This has been a wonderful, wonderful interview. But tell our audience, so where can our audience buy your products across Canada?
Oh my gosh, yes. So obviously there's the provincial websites, the, you know, for all the different provinces, but you know, we're in Alberta, we're in BC, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Ontario, the Yukon, and hoping to really go Canada wide at some point. But really, we have a widespread offering in various stores throughout. So you can jump into a cannabis store really in any city and find either Sunshower, Pocket Fives, Dine to Thrive at any point.
Okay, excellent. Well, I want to thank you again, Christy. It's been such a pleasure to chat with you. And looking forward to watching your success.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for spending time with me today.
Many thanks to Christy for joining us today and for taking the time to teach us more about cannabis edibles. We're excited to see innovation coming down the tubes from Dina Leo, and we're especially excited about the diversity and inclusion strategy that Christy and the leadership team at Dina Leo are evangelizing. We wish them much success. Review and rate our podcast and follow us on social media at Alpha Woman Co. wherever you are. Thank you for tuning in, and stay safe out there, dear Alpha Women.